Blog Talk Radio.
Nor weep, for all the people wept
when they heard the words of the law. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I'll read verse 10 in just one moment. But just going back and just summarizing, this is the story of, this is the book of Nehemiah, and this is, but Ezra was the priest, and Nehemiah was a political figure. He was a leader. He was the governor, and Ezra stood up, and he read the law to the people, and they began to weep because of their disobedience to God. And it's something when your covers are pulled off of you in terms of your disobedience. The covers could be pulled off of you because you know what you should have done, but you didn't do, or the covers was pulled off of your lies, or whatever the covers is pulled off of you. The covers could be pulled off that you're a compulsive liar, or the covers could be pulled off of, hey, you should have had this done a long time ago, but didn't. You're just moving and acting like it don't exist, or a situation don't exist. So covers are pulled off, was pulled off, and their eyes were open. You ever been in a place where you get convicted about something? You're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that. Oh, my gosh, you know, because sometimes we bury some things that act like it don't even exist. We bury things in terms of even our relationships with people, or our attitudes with people, or our friendships with people, and we ignore it like it don't exist. Like, we can walk over and treat you like crap, but we just want to ignore that part because, you know, hey, we just going to. You know, when we appraise the Lord and everything else and tear down the pews of the church and or even just go to work and be kind to everybody else, excuse me, and oppress the people inside your own home, okay? So if the covers could be pulled off in a lot of ways in disobedience, and the covers was pulled off. But at this time, it was a holy time to rejoice. See, even when covers are pulled off, God is so merciful, is that he's a forgiving God, and he will forgive you. And he's not going to hold it against you. Repent for your sins or turn away from that thing and never do it again. But when covers are pulled off, yeah, it hurts. And then sometimes covers are pulled off, and we're like, you know what? Let me get myself together and do this thing right now. Let me check myself, because I shouldn't have a bad attitude. I shouldn't mistreat everybody in my house, and then I go to work and treat everybody like their goal. Not saying that you're supposed to treat the same people in your house like you do when you go to work. That's not what I'm saying. You know, I'm just saying kindness. If you're going to be kind, be kind. If you're going to be mean, be kind. I didn't say be mean and be mean. Be mean and be kind. So all these covers was pulled off the children of Israel because of their disobedience. And so when their eyes was open, but the good thing is that their eyes was open to things. And we could honestly say, God, oh my God, I'm convicted. Forgive me, Lord, so let me move on for today. It could be anything about you know that you were supposed to be controlling the way that you eat. Certain things we shouldn't be putting in our mouths. And we said, you know what, God, I'm going to try to do things the right way. But we make excuses and say maybe next month or the month after, I'm going to try to control what I eat. Covers are being pulled off. And you see something on TV, not that I'm saying everything that come on TV, oh, my God, that was a word from me. No, I'm just saying some things happen. It's not a coincidence. And we're like, oh, my God, I did promise you that, God. Let me eat better. Let me take care of my temple. Amen. So the covers were pulled off of them, and they were like, oh, my gosh, but that's not what the priest was intended to do. He didn't set out to, I'm going to read this so you all see that you were disobedient. No, they were trying to celebrate. They were trying to have a good time. So they wasn't trying to pull no covers off of them, but if the shoe fit, I guess you got to wear it, right? So that means that take ownership, accountability for that thing, and then get yourself together and just move on and make things better for your life. Make things better for yourself. Hallelujah. Because when a shoe fits, wear it, but don't wear it for a long time. Wear it and own it. When I say wear it, it means show ownership, accountability for that thing. So the children of Israel, they began to wept. The Bible says they wept in verse 9. They wept when they heard the words of the Lord, because they couldn't even rejoice because they was weeping from disobedience. And Nehemiah had to tell them, wait a minute, this is a time where we should be rejoicing. This is a time where we're supposed to be celebrating, and you all are upset and crying over what you shouldn't have done. Repent and ask God for forgiveness so you can move on for that thing. We hold on to things so much until we lose our focus. Sometimes I tell my daughter, I said, listen, you focusing on school and, oh, my God, I did that, and that. But you focusing on it, But all this time, you just spent a half an hour about it being frustrated instead of saying, okay, what can I do to resolve this issue? What can I do to move on from this thing so I can get this work together? Because now you can lost a half an hour and being upset. We'd be upset about things all the time, and we spend, oh, my God, I'm so angry with them. Oh, my God, I can't believe this happened to me. I'm so mad. You just spent a half an hour talking about your mad. And a half an hour of the day is already gone by where you could have did something to try to resolve it. Even if you couldn't fix the situation, you could fix yourself. You could fix yourself by saying, I'm not going to allow this thing to tear me down. I'm not going to allow this thing to oppress me. I'm not going to allow this thing to beat me up so bad where it ruins my whole day because I'm supposed to be celebrating. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross for my sins. How about that? So we should be celebrating. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm preaching to myself on this morning because I'm feeding my own self, y'all, because I know sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God, tripping out, but I have learned stop tripping out about things that you cannot fix. And even if you can't fix it, fix it. And whatever you can't fix, okay, move on from there. But what you can fix is you, your attitude, how you see things. Like last week, Sister Audra said a mindset. God told her he wanted to change her mind, her way of thinking. You know, I know it's not verbatim, Sister Audra, if you're listening, but God wanted to change her mindset, her way of thinking, so she could, receive things differently and how it was, whatever was going on with her life. Hallelujah, but it was her mindset. It's our mindset that we have to change, our mindset, how we have to see things even when we're broken. Even when we distraught, even when we frustrated, even when we just like, I'm at my wit's end, I can't, and I'm sick of it. Even when you at your wit's end. So Nehemiah was telling them, it's a time to celebrate, and it's also a time where you're supposed to reach out to others who don't have. Hallelujah. And what I love about it, when I read it, you have to read this, the whole book of Nehemiah. His whole book is bomb. But I'm talking about Nehemiah chapter 8. And when they were telling the people who came out to listen to the words and those who can understand the words. And I love it because I know those who could not understand, they broke the word down, just use my own imagination, broke the word down for them so they could understand what Ezra was saying, because sometimes people read stuff and you don't understand. So we Google wasn't out back then, but you can go to your brother and sister and ask them, what are they talking about? Hallelujah. But they wept so bad because of their sin, because of their guilt. And that's a good thing when you can be guilty, when you have a conscience about something. Because today some folks don't have a conscience, but they had a conscience. Oh, my God, of what I did. But he told them, don't focus on that. Because, see, when you focus on that, it's robbing you of your joy. It's robbing you of everything. It's robbing you of your time with God. It's robbing you of just rejoicing in him. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read verse 10. And verse 10 said, then he said unto them, go your way eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them who whom nothing is prepared. So those who don't have anything, send something to them. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Because you know when you're broken and you're so bad, you're distraught, you're frustrated, you're angry, you're depressed. When you don't have joy, it weakens your bones. It weakens you. It weakens you when you don't have joy. That's why he says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Because when you have joy, it gives you strength on the inside to fight. But when you're down and you're broken and you're distraught and you're frustrated and you're upset, what you fighting with? Even though God says, I'll fight your battles, if God is for you, who can be against you? But you can feel it on the inside when you have joy. You can feel your fight coming on when you have joy. Hallelujah. But when you're down, it zaps your strength when you're down. It zaps your strength when you're down. Hallelujah. Laughter is good for the soul. Hallelujah. Laughter is good. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. I bless God on today because I've been there with my joy. When I didn't have any joy, my strength was that. It's like you ever hear the old folks, well, seasoned folks say, you know, that when you lay in the bed for so long, it takes your strength, and it does. It takes your strength. That's why it's good to try to get up. And even if I heard this powerful man say one time, he's a leader, and he made a comment, and he said, if I'm ever on my back, I know I can get up. I'm looking up. If I can look up, I can get up. Oh, my God. He said, you know what? He's a powerful speaker, Les Brown. That's why I heard him say that. He said, if I can look up, I can get up. And even in his mind, his way of thinking that he can get up. If he can look up, he can get up. And that's the awesome way, because many times when enemy knocks us on our back and we say, you know what, we're going to get up from this place. We're not going to allow him to rob us of our joy. But sometimes we allow him to rob us of our joy because our situations, our circumstances. So he vets the strength out of us, and when we don't have the joy to fight with. But Nehemiah said, no, this is the day of celebration. So I'm telling you all, this is the day to celebrate. This is the day to say, you know what, Lord, I am praising you today in spite of everything that's going on around me, in spite of everything that I feel is so negative. I'm going to reverse that because I'm not going to entertain negative atmospheres anymore. I'm not going to maintain those and be around those who don't mean me any good, and I know they don't mean me any good, because you can walk into a room and feel the negative energy. But in this time when Nehemiah was speaking to them, this is the time for you to rejoice. And if you can't rejoice, then that means you're taking your focus off the day that's holy unto us. This day is holy unto the Lord. But you're still wallowing in what you did back then. Ask God to forgive you and move on from that thing. Ask God to forgive you what you allow. If you allow somebody to oppress you, allow somebody to offend you, allow somebody to hurt you. Move past that. I'm talking about things that you can control, because some people hurt you, and we couldn't control that, but we can control how we look at things, how we say, you know, I'm not going to let you rob me of my joy anymore, because I'm going to celebrate the Lord. I'm going to rejoice in him. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't, because our joy is back. So our strength is gone. Our strength is gone, and we don't have nothing to fight with. But let me tell you something. Who fights for you is God will fight your battles. Hallelujah. So even in the midst of Nehemiah telling the people to stop weeping, this is a holy day unto the Lord. It's time for you to celebrate, but don't lose your focus, because before I close out, don't allow the enemy to zap your focus. Or don't even have everything on you. Don't have to be the enemy. We are our worst enemies sometimes. Don't allow your joy to be taken because you focus on all the wrong things. So you can't even see the good things because you focus on all the wrong things. We focus on things that don't mean anything. We give all our strength to that instead of putting all our focus on God. Stop putting your energy into negative things, into negative situations, into negative people, because you can't. Because it will take your joy, and that takes your strength. So you got to be careful of where you put your energy in. Don't put your energy into things that you know is bad for you, things that's not good for you. Hallelujah. So that's what Nehemiah was trying to tell them after Ezra read the book of the law. They was reading the law to them, not for them to get all frazzled and start crying, but they couldn't even rejoice on the holy day of God because their focus was on something else. Don't allow your focus to be robbed of celebrating what God has given to you. God has given you scholarships. God has given you a place to live, a roof over your head. He has given you joy. Hallelujah. He has fulfilled your dreams and still fulfilling those things that he placed on the inside of you. He has given you resources. And praise him, because he is God. And God all by himself. Hallelujah. I praise him because he lives. I praise him because he's powerful. I praise him because he is God. Hallelujah. I watch God work in situations. Things that doors I thought could never be opened, and God opened. Closed doors I thought never could be closed, but he closed them. Hallelujah. So I rejoice on today in the Lord, because I know the power of his might, like my mama always said. I know the power of his might because I've seen him work. But this is the day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. And that's what Nehemiah was trying to tell him. This is the holy day unto the Lord. This is the time of celebration, not the time of weeping. So wipe your tears from your eyes and ask God to forgive you the things that happened that you couldn't control, or things that you could control and you allowed to happen. But, okay, move on from it. Ask God to forgive you and move on. Don't lose sight of the celebration. Don't lose sight of celebrating God or celebrating who you are because you're reflecting on your past. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. Have a good day. My apologies for text stuff. So I apologize for that. God is good. Praise for our Lord the studio. Hallelujah. I'm putting that out there. Believe in God. Amen. Well, I'll have some tech people come in and do all kind of stuff, the technology stuff for me. Hallelujah. Because I enjoy y'all so much. I really do. God bless you all. Have a good day. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. And stop thinking about those things that cause you to lose your focus. So be clear and ask God for discernment, because sometimes we don't even know that our joy is that because we're so in that moment. But don't allow your joy to be taken because it zaps your strength. Hallelujah. A merry heart is like medicine to the soul. Hallelujah. A merry heart is like medicine to the soul, y'all. Hallelujah. God bless you and have a wonderful day. And let us pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. We lift up and give you the highest praise, God. I thank you for today. I thank you for every day. I thank you for new mercies, God. I love you, love you, love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And Lord, we thank you for those who have graduated. We thank you for those who are going to be graduating, God. We thank you, God, for just blessing their mothers where they was, and fathers where they was able to push them in through school. Those who are going to school, God, we ask for release of resources. We ask for release of scholarships, God, and grants. We do thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Make a way out of no way. Some mother is worrying about how her son or daughter is going to get to school in September. But, God, I know you're a way maker. I know you open doors, God. I'll watch you open doors. And I know who you are, God. Hallelujah. 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 And I thank you for your word. It's like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces, your word. Hallelujah. I rejoice in you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And thank you for your son, Jesus. Down across our sins that we may have everlasting life. You said, my word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful time today. Hoping God. Know that you are victorious. Don't allow nobody to take your joy, because the joy of the Lord, what is your strength? We came from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 and 10 on today. God bless you all, and see you next Tuesday. Bye.